Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Thank you for choosing to listen to this message by Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ in Tallahassee, Florida. We believe that you'll be blessed by the Word of God shared during this time. Now here's Pastor Edwards.
Hello, this is Elder Vincent T. Edwards, pastor of True Holiness Church of God in Christ, and I ask that you please support this ministry by making a donation of any amount today. You can give by way of the Cash App, and our cash tag is $THCOGIC, and that's $THCOGIC. You can also text to give by texting the letters LK and the number 638 to the telephone number 41444. And that's LK638 to the number 41444. You can also go online to our website. That's trueholinesscogic.org. That's trueholinesscogic.org. Click on the give icon in the upper right hand corner, and you can use our online form or you can choose PayPal to make your donation. And remember, a gift of any amount will help us to continue to spread the gospel. And may God richly bless you for your generous gift today. And we at True Holiness thank you for your support of the ongoing work of this ministry. And now for today's message.
My goal today is to intertwine basically three passages of scripture so that we can get an understanding of one word. And that word is strength. How many of you today could use a little more strength? Mentally, physically, spiritually, how many can use some more strength? I'm just going to say amen, because I know I can. I want us to turn to Isaiah chapter 40, verses 21 through 31, Exodus 17, 8 through 13, and 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 10. It's Isaiah chapter 40. 21 through 31, Exodus 17, 8 through 13, and then 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 10. And the word of the Lord reads in the book of Isaiah, "Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Have it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted, yea, they shall not be sown, yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One?" Up here until verse 25, we are seeing the magnificent power of our God. In verse 26, "Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by name, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speaketh, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding." And this is what I like right here. "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. There's that word again. Strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Oh, that strength. How many of us need it today? Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 through 13. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. Look at verse 12. But Moses' hands were heavy. Looked like my brother got a little tired and he needed some strength. And they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. Oh, he got a little help. He was able to keep things together to the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Here in Isaiah, we see that young men faint sometimes. But then here in Exodus, we see that Moses himself hands got a little heavy. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Oh, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And I had you started at verse 9. You may want to back that up a little bit. 2 Corinthians 12. Let's back it up to verse 8. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 8 through 10. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. Here we have Paul talking that he had this thorn in the flesh. And I'm so glad that the Bible never spoke specifically to what this thorn was. Because it was something that was going on, something that was happening with him, something that just got on his nerves, something that just kept him down, something that could probably just zap away his strength. But when we get to verse 9, here the Lord says, my grace is sufficient for thee. And I like this. The Lord says, for my strength, not your strength, but my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmity. While I'm down, you can kick me, but I'm going to be all right because I'm glorifying my God. He says, I would rather glory in my infirmity than what the power of Christ may rest upon me. Oh, that's some deep stuff there, because it's men Sunday, and I'm going to talk to the men here, and I'm just going to say this. No woman wants a weak man. No woman wants a weak man. I told you the word I'm dealing with is strength. And with that being said, thank you, Holy Ghost. Mothers understand that because a woman doesn't want a weak man, understand that when you have that relationship with those sons, you got to let them fall sometimes. You can't always run to their rescue, mama, because if you do, they might become a weak man. And y'all just told me, no woman wants a weak man. And I'm just saying this because it eats up my quiet. Why did this word come to me? Strength. Like, I got to share a story. Because we had an addition to our household this past week. And so we have a little puppy that I picked up on Wednesday. And after I picked that puppy up, I found out why God gave me this word, strength. Picked up the puppy around 9:30, 10 o'clock Wednesday morning. And picked her up, and we way out there, Capitol Circle by the car lot. That home, Office Depot, I mean Lowe's or whatever that home. I'm on the other side of the street. So I get the puppy and she all nervous and everything. And I said, all right, before I put you in my car, we got to go. And so we walked around and I didn't have the collar on as tight as I should have had it. And walked around and everything. I'm like, okay, all right. Then finally the dog decides to go. I'm like, good, we good. I already had something in my back seat. Up my leather and everything, you know, the car, you know, I went to get the bag, and, you know, I'm being real good, paper towels and bag and everything, let me get up, because she's been on the sidewalk, which made it a little easier. So I'm there, I reach down, I got her, go down and start cleaning everything up and get it in the bag, and I had just left the gym, so a lot of my strength was gone. And put it in the bag, and something happened, and she took off. Came out of leash, ran across the street. In my mind, I flashed back to my heyday, when I was full of vigor and strength. Bag of stuff in one hand. Dog running, and I said, oh, I remember the days of about a 4:40 for my athletes out there. Took off. First step in my mind, calling the dog. Boom. Fell down. Stuff everywhere. Found out I wasn't as fast as I used to be. Got up, started running up, like, I felt like the $6 million man. You know how they kind of slow down? I thought I was just moving. Talk all the way. I said, oh, Lord Jesus. Whew. I needed some more strength. Got the dog. She ran, and she was all caught between some lumber and stuff. I pulled her out. I said, okay, now we got to do this thing. So I grab her, and we walk her back across the street. She took off again. I stayed in my lane. Got her behind the bushes. I said, okay, come on, let's do this. I finally got to put the collar on. Walked across. I got to pick you up. She messed up. I'm all messed up. It's early in the morning. I'm at business this time. I got my paper towel. That story let me know I'm not as young as I used to be. And I get home, and my son look at me talking about, Daddy, what's happening to you? I said, son, this has been a long day. And it was just 10 something in the morning. But even throughout that process of now having to get up, and I was just like, I need some strength. And there's nothing like being zapped of your strength and you don't have it. And it's like, where do we go to get it? How do we do that? But quickly, I realized that we as adults, we age through this process and we get tired and we need rest. I can recall some days when, if I recall correctly, my father would come home and he would sit outside and he'd sit down in the chair. And he called us out there and he said, help me take off my shoes. Now, you know that's a tired man when he need help taking off his shoes. as the strength was gone and walked back out that later, he just fell asleep with his glasses on. That's tiredness, that strength. So how do you get that strength, that mental, that physical, that spiritual strength? You know, there was a game we used to play growing up to illustrate the strength. We didn't have all the PlayStations and everything. We used to play a long time ago a game called King of the Hill. That's what we used to play, King of the Hill, and we used to be up on a big hill. And if you thought you was man enough, you come on up the hill, and once you got to the top, everybody was trying to come up to get you. But you can only stay so long, because after a while, you get a little tired. When it's one of you and about 15 or 20 of them, and it's a long way down the hill on your head. And you quickly find out that even though I may have strength at that moment, I may have strength at that particular time, sometimes I get weak. Where do I go when I get weak? What do I do when I need a little more strength? What do I do when everything is going awry and I need some help, but internally, I'm hurting. Internally, I need strength to make it through. I go back to Isaiah, that passage, and I want to look at the 27th verse, because here we have the children of Israel going through some things. And then they ask of a question in verse 20 and 27, God talks to them and says, "Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speaketh, O Israel?" See, here they were in a situation and they were feeling like they were left alone. They were feeling like they were weak. But God looks down to them and says, "Why are you saying that, Jacob? Why are you saying that, Israel?" Yes, that is it. Because what God is saying, he says, "I know you." He called you Jacob, and then he called you Israel, because the tribes of Israel came out of Jacob, that trickster. God is saying, "Jacob, I was there with you when you went through all of those things. Israel, I was there with you." To make it plain, it's kind of like when your mama called you by your whole name, Vincent, Tyrone, Edwards. You knew something was going on. Mama knows you. God is saying, "Jacob, Israel, why are you talking like that? Why are you saying my way is hid from the Lord and my judgment is passed over?" Here they're going through. God is saying, "Why are you saying I'm not looking after you? Why are you saying in your heart that I have abandoned you because you feel weak and left alone? Don't you know who I am?" You see here, and he's saying, "Hast thou not known?" God is talking to you now. He's saying, "Now, Jacob, now I was there, Israel, but now I'm going to ask you a question. Hast thou not known? Don't you know who I am? Have you not studied the word of God? Have you not hid the word of God in your heart? Have you not known?" Then he says, "Well, if you didn't know, hast thou not heard? Weren't you listening to your mama and your daddy when they talked about who I was? So you may be weak and in a situation, but I am there. Don't question who I am. You may not feel me. You may not see me. You may feel weak, but that's all right. We are in a battle. We are a soldier." And this is why I love the Word of God so much, because I can just relate to it by being a military soldier, not just a soldier, but an infantry soldier, ground trooper in battle. And I can understand and relate to these things, because you have to go through, and sometimes when you're a soldier, you don't have any strength, but because you've been properly conditioned mentally and physically, you can wait till the reinforcements come. Even athletes have strength and conditioning coaches, because they know in the heat of battle, sometimes it's going to be that endurance factor. Coach, why are we running? One day you'll understand. Coach, all we're doing is running. One day you'll understand. Why we got to keep going up and down? Because I need your strength to be there when I need to call upon it. Because it's going to get times when you're tired and you got to shoot a free throw. It's going to be times when you're tired and the ball's on the 1 yard line and I need you to go. I need you to do it. I don't need you to think about it. You may feel alone. You may feel like it's zapped out of you, but because you've been properly conditioned. You may feel alone, but because you've studied the Word of God, because the Word of God is hid on the inside of your heart, you may feel all alone, but you know God will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's what he's saying. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary. I'm not tired. I don't get tired. I don't sleep. I see what you're going through. I understand. I know you're a little tired. I want you to get just a little bit more tired. Because when you get a little bit more tired, then my strength will be perfected in your weakness. And then you will say, it was because of my God I was able to overcome. It was because of my God and his strength I was able to endure. Because now, he says, there's no searching of his understanding. He did it. And I like that ETH. And it's continual. He gives it to you. He gives it to you. And I can understand, because last week I wasn't feeling the best. I didn't tell everybody, but I'm open. I had another surgery, and it just zapped my strength. And internally, I was weak, and I got tired, and it had me on all this stuff, and I was just not. And I said, Lord, I need some strength. I need some help. Help me, Lord. And he just said, call unto me. He said, call unto me. I'll be there. Don't you worry about it. If you got to cry, just cry. I'm going to wipe the tears away from your eyes. I'm going to hold you in the midnight hour. I'm going to be right there because you are mine. And when we understand that and know that, sometimes I will get to the place where I don't understand, but my God is there. It's all right. I may be weak, I may be weary, I may not understand, but my God said he'll strengthen me and give you the understanding. He said, see, even the youth shall faint and be weary. You know why? Because when we're young, we think we can do it all. We think because we have brute strength and age is on our side, we can just do it all by ourselves. I don't need any help. And then God says, okay, go ahead, knock yourself out. Use all your strength. Use everything you got. Keep working. Keep it. Go a little bit more harder. A little harder. Keep going. And then all of a sudden you get tired. You get tired because you're trying to do it yourself. You're tired because you're trying to do it in your own strength. And he lets you do that sometimes so you can wear yourself out and finally go to sleep. How many of you ever had a child just run around? You just let them keep running, keep running, keep running, keep running, because they don't want to go with me. And finally, the sleep monster just catch up with them. Boom, and they out like a light. That's what God does to you sometimes. He lets you run around till you get tired and say, nah, go to sleep. Now I can do what I need to do. Even a youth shall faint because they're trying to do it in their own strength. And then they get weary. And then the young men. This one hit me. He said, the young man shall utterly, and I'm going to change that utterly to literally fall. Because I thought I was young. I ran after that dog. I literally fell. But I like that next verse. It says, but they that wait upon the Lord. See, when you wait, look at what happens. He said, when you wait on me, I'm going to renew your strength. You're going to mount up with wings as eagles. You're going to run. Oh, my God, I like that. I might be able to get back to a 6.44. But you're going to run and not be weary. And then you're going to walk and not faint. Oh, see, that thing hit me there because I remember in the military, we used to get up early in the morning. Early in the morning, and you'd be so tired and you don't feel any strength. But it's something about getting with the brethren. It's something about socializing with the brothers. It's something about realizing that I am iron, and when I get dull, I need another piece of iron of the same molecular structure, same composition, same understanding to touch me and to scrape me, to make me, and to help me become stronger. Proverbs 27 and 17 says that iron sharpens iron. When we get weak as brethren, we have to come together to work together. And when we work together, I don't necessarily need to know your need. I just need to know you need me to be there with you. Iron sharpen iron. So when I feel a little weak, when I feel a little dull and my blade is not as sharp as it used to be, I need to go to somebody who understands as strong as I am. And I don't have to worry. I don't know if y'all ever saw a blade being sharpened on a wheel and you're putting it in this. Sparks just coming all out of place, and when they bam it on, sometimes I just need a brother to just grind me up, just to bam on me so I can get some sense and make some sense out of it. Ain't nothing wrong with that, because when he gets finished bamming on me, when he gets finished molding me and polishing me, I look in the mirror and say, I look just like my brother now. And now we have two people sharp as iron. Able to attack and cut up anything. I need strength. I need to get with the brother. Let me make it plain. Somebody last year didn't win the NBA championship. It was about two teams I know, but they say, well, I need me another piece of iron. Somebody know about them with them Golden State Warriors. So they understood the composition of getting people together. Like-minded brethren who needed to sharpen one another. The critics didn't agree. The critics were mad because they said that the boy should have stayed. What's his name? Durant? Durant. They said he should have stayed. But they not Durant. Some people tell you, you need to stay right where you at. They ain't gone. If God tells you to move, move. You need to hook up with somebody, go hook up with them. Because it's a divine appointment and God is there and he's going to help to make you. And so everybody needs somebody, man. I'm going to make it plain. Everybody needs somebody. Batman had Robin. Yes, he did. High old silver. Come on, man. We got this thing today. Hallelujah. Everybody needs somebody to have backup. Hallelujah. Even on Hawaii 5-0, he said, book them down. Everybody had some help. See, when we come together and realize that we're not alone, we can work this thing together, we can find internal strength. For my military people, you understand, see, early in the morning, you don't feel that good. But you get out there and you start putting one foot in front of the other. And you start putting your hands together and clapping with another group of men. And the first sergeant start calling out a little bit of cadence. And say something like, up in the morning for the break of day. I ain't tired, no way. Oh, see, and see if you get up sometimes and put a little word on the inside of you. And you can get up and say, oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. I may be going through right now, but my God shall supply all my need. And so you get some strength, and then you get to running real good. You get to running real good, and that's when he said, I can run it and not be weary. We used to say something like, I can run all day and I can run all night. When God get on the inside of you, and that word gets on the inside of it. You can run all day and you can run all night. And I say I can run all day and I can run all night. And I can run all day and still be fit to fight. And that's when you're talking about you got strength on the inside. Woo! Jeez. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And see, that's strength. And then sometimes you say, well, I don't know, but I've been told. Oh. And they say something like, "Solid company is good as gold." I don't know sometimes, but I've been told that my God will never leave me nor forsake me. Some of y'all may not know, and you may not have been told, but He's a rock. Woo! Jesus. He's a rock that you can hold on to. Jesus. Oh, when you need some strength, He's an anchor on that boat that'll keep you steady. Jesus. Because when the winds begin to blow and you can't see your way through, if you hold on to the rock, that rock that is Jesus, you'll have strength for the storm. You'll have strength for the day. Woo! Jesus, Jesus. Oh, I got to get through this. Oh, yes, 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 yes. I got that strength. How do I get that strength? I just got to kneel down and pray sometimes. Woo! See, the problem is, the reason why some of us just fall and faint because we're trying to do it on our own. But I'm going to date myself here. I'm trying to wrap it up. But this thing touching me because I need some strength. Back in my day, we had real cartoons. And see, I understand. Sometimes we can look good on the outside, but lacking something on the inside to give us that internal strength that we need to make it through. Google this, young people. Back in the day, there was this cartoon character that if you saw him, he was up there. He was big arms. Looked good. Had him a girl. Was skinny though, but he had him a girl. And if you look at him, you say, "I don't want to mess with his girl." But there was this one dude, a big bad dude, what's his name? Brutus. He messed with Olive Oil like crazy. And Popeye, if you looked at him on the outside, you think he had it all going on. But Brutus would just beat him up and take him and just get all kind of stuff to him. But Popeye realized that the source of my strength comes from an external source. And when you realize that the source of your strength comes from an external source, y'all will get it in a minute. Popeye would be caught up into all kinds of things, and he said, "Oh, I could just get me a can of spinach. If I could just get me some green leafy vegetables." See, some of us not eating our vegetables. Some of us not eating our vegetables. And that's why we weep. What are the vegetables? Oh, the Word of God that brings life. The Word of God that gives you joy. The Word of God that gives you strength. And see, when Popeye, when he finally get that thing through, get that can open, go through everything and just get a little bit in his mouth. Woo! You see, when he get a little bit of spinach in his mouth, he start to go through a metamorphosis. When you get a little bit of Word on the inside of you, you start to go through a metamorphosis. And ultimately, Popeye would gain some brute strength. Knock people out. Knock them upside down. Put them in their place because he had internal strength. You want to knock some things out. You want to put some things in their place. Get a little Word of God on the inside of them. I'm bringing it home now because I tell you, I feel good right now in my soul. Because over in 2 Corinthians 12, 9 through 10, you see, my grace is sufficient. Because Jesus is saying to us today that his strength is made perfect in weakness. Do you feel a little weak sometimes? Do you feel like you're on your last leg sometimes? Do you feel like you just want to throw in the towel? Well, I'm going to tell you, don't throw in the towel. Woo! Grab your bottle of olive oil. Go in your prayer closet. Oh, Jesus. You need a little bit more strength. Oh, I'm going to tell you how to build up some strength. They say if you want some upper body, do some push-ups. But if you want to reach the upper body, get on your knees. Hallelujah. See, because when you get on your knees, oh, Jesus, you make that connection with that external source that's operating internally, which will give you strength, which will give you power to overcome, to go through, to make it. Somebody say, Jesus. Jesus. There's something about that name, Jesus. Woo! When nothing else will work, Jesus will work. When you're on your last leg, Jesus will work. The old folks say, just call him. Call him like you need him. Call him like you want him. Because when you call him, I guarantee he'll show up on time. Men, today, we got to come together. We got to strengthen one another. Oh, hallelujah. We got to strengthen one another. Why do I say that? Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. You see, men, here's what I want you to understand today. Oh, in Luke. See, Luke 22:31, it says, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Men, I don't care what he wants. I don't care what he desires. When we stick together as men, he can't have us. He can't do it. I may feel all alone. But see, Jesus said in verse 32, but I prayed for thee. We got to pray for one another, man. We got to pray for one another. And what he said, I pray for thee that thy what? Ooh. See, that's that word that Sister Carol spoke last week. That thy faith. Oh, that your faith fail not. Oh, Jesus. You may be weak right now, man, but hold on to the faith. Hold on to what God has promised you. Oh, Jesus. Because back in the day, we used to say, fake it till you make it. But I'm not going to tell you to do that. Because now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And say evidence. Say evidence. Yeah. Say evidence. And see, you need that strength. Your faith is the evidence that you already got. Woo. He said, I pray that your faith fail not. And this is why I got this, man. He says, because when thou art converted, when you are converted, strengthen the brother. It's up to us to strengthen one another. I'm going to tell you, sometimes I get tired, but I ain't tired of running for the Lord. I remember sometimes in the military, somebody slowed down. But we used to turn around and go pick them up. And we used to hold on to them and run with them. Sometimes I may not feel like going. But Brother Will, you just grab me and drag me on along. Say, we're going to go this thing together. We're going to do it because I can't do it by myself. There ain't no harm in needing somebody. Woo, Jesus. Everybody stand. Woo, hallelujah. Jesus. So, men. We solid iron. Here, as we hold this, we the steel for it. We men of steel. We sharpen one another. We going to be there for one another. Because if you need, I need. If I need, you need. We need one another. Oh, Jesus. Woo. Hallelujah. Jesus. Woo. Hallelujah. Strength. Strength. Strength is what we need. Strength, we have it. We just got to recognize that we've got to do it together as brethren. Sometimes God allows us to get weak so that we can realize that it's not our strength. If we realize that in the beginning, it'd be everything, but it's not our strength. It took me a while to realize that. It took me a while, but I finally came to my senses because I was a child that didn't like to get whoopings. And I still don't like to get whoopings from God. It took me a while, but I finally got it. Why am I spending all this energy? Why am I chasing this dog? Pray about it. And when you pray about it, believe. Cast it on Jesus. Just cast it on him. Whew. Yes, Lord, I'll bless you. I'll bless you. In the midst of the struggles, in the midst of the trials, I'll bless you, oh Lord. Whew.
We trust that you've been blessed and encouraged by today's message. For more information about True Holiness, or if you'd like to give a tax-deductible donation to help us continue to spread the gospel, visit us on the web at www.trueholinesscogic.org.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan, you are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.